Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The additional COVID vaccine doses for the European Union have been announced today by Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, stung perhaps by criticism of the slow pace of the COVID immunisation programme across Europe. Pfizer-BioNTech has committed to delivering a further 46,500 doses, 4 million further doses, 46,500 of which will be for this country. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said the vaccines were to tackle coronavirus hotspots and to facilitate free border movement. Speaking to our Europe editor Tony Connolly, the Commission President said that while Pfizer and Moderna had delivered on target for quarter one, AstraZeneca had not.
Well, we have to differentiate between the different companies. BioNTech Pfizer is delivering on their contract. They have made up all the difficulties at the very beginning and did an enormous additional effort. They started a new plant in Marburg, so they are delivering. Moderna is also delivering. We are in intensive talks with AstraZeneca that is not honoring the contract so far. So here AstraZeneca has to do an additional effort to deliver mainly in Q1 what has been contracted, and of course also in the coming months.
President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Let's talk now to Tony Connolly, who joins us from Brussels. Tony, how did these additional supplies become available?
Well, the Commission said that they negotiated or reached agreement with Pfizer-BioNTech for an extra 4 million doses for the EU as a whole, and that was beyond the scheduled contract with the company for Q1 and Q2, first and second quarters. Now, the company has clarified that to an extent, saying that because of its flexible just-in-time distribution system, they were able to deliver more doses for the European Union, or certainly to accelerate deliveries in the short term under an existing agreement. So whether this is a new agreement or simply the ability to produce more doses under an existing agreement isn't entirely clear. But I think the overall effect is that these 4 million extra doses will be available within the next 2 weeks before the end of March. And of course, the Commission has been saying that in the second quarter, there will be a much faster rollout of vaccines as the bottlenecks are eased.
Yeah. The context of this, of course, Tony, is the mounting criticism of how all this has been handled by the European Union. And Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also defended the EU's common vaccine strategy.
I would not want to know how it would look like today in Europe if there wouldn't have been a common European approach, because with the strength of 450 million people, we were able to contract with the six most successful companies that delivered vaccines out of a number of more than 100 offers. And how would it look like in Europe if everyone would have gone on its own? We would have a few, four or five member states that would have access to vaccine. It's the big member states. And all the rest would have no access to vaccines. And secondly, we would not be safe, because if there's a different vaccination rhythm, some member states have vaccines, other member states have no vaccines. The spread of the virus would even be intensified and the risk of a mutant even higher.
So a strong defence there, Tony, of this joint EU approach, but of course also reports that some EU countries have been bypassing, or if you like, taking a further action additional to these EU arrangements to try to source their own supplies.
That's right. I mean, this has been a common defence by Ursula von der Leyen of the Commission's approach. I mean, bear in mind that the EU has limited competence for public health, and this is the first time the Commission would have negotiated such a huge contract for the EU as a whole with so many pharmaceutical companies. This is kind of unprecedented territory. Yet the criticism has been that the contracts were not done quickly enough. And then, of course, added to that, the European Medicines Agency has taken its due diligence and its time to authorise these vaccination doses, as compared to Israel or the UK, which have gone perhaps for emergency authorisation. I think member states have been trying somewhat to rally the troops and circle the wagons a little bit for the Commission, because a lot of this criticism has been very acute, especially in Ursula von der Leyen's home country of Germany. But that said, other countries are getting vaccines from elsewhere. Hungary, for example, has been getting vaccines from Russia and China, the Czech Republic, the same. Denmark and Austria have entered talks with Israel about possibly getting pooling resources there in terms of production capacity. So countries are looking beyond the limit, the immediate EU horizon. But, you know, it's still a basic fact that factories have to produce this stuff in huge numbers, and factories just simply haven't been able to produce fast enough to meet those initial targets. But of course, we are told that those targets will be met in the second quarter.
Very good. Tony Connolly, Europe editor in Brussels. Thank you for that.